You're listening to SBS News.
About 370 passengers on board the Lion Air flight touched down this morning, a second flight and carrying about the same number of people as expected tomorrow. South Australian health officials say they will test and check the new arrivals for coronavirus symptoms. The state's Premier, Steve Marshall, says this national repatriation mission has been a success.
From the AFP, from Border Force, from SA Health, from the CFS, from SES, everybody has been involved in making sure that this has run smoothly.
The death toll from the coronavirus stands at 72 after two fatalities in New South Wales and one in Victoria over the past 24 hours. Across Australia, over 6,600 people have contracted COVID-19 and more than 4,100 have recovered. Meanwhile, Queensland has reported no new diagnosis for the first time in more than 2 months, while Victoria has only reported one. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews says people should not become complacent.
So many countries around the world had very similar rules in place to what we have. They then relaxed those rules. They have seen the virus get away from them, and now they are in much harder lockdowns than we are right now. I'm not for a moment pretending this is easy. I'm not for a moment pretending that people enjoy the sorts of restrictions that we have placed upon them. But those restrictions are working.
Western Australia has recorded no new cases overnight. And over the weekend, South Australia and the national capital, Canberra, reported no new cases. About six new coronavirus infections have been recorded in New South Wales, with the state's total nearing 3,000, with a total of 30 deaths in the state. The number of new infections come despite about 3,500 people being swabbed for COVID-19 yesterday. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the statistic is pleasing.
For a Sunday, those numbers are good. And in fact, the fact that we only had six cases identified is also very positive. We want to encourage all of you who have symptoms, especially in those high-risk communities, to please come forward and get tested.
The federal government has dismissed concerns a coronavirus tracing app will track people's locations or be available for law enforcement agencies. Privacy concerns are mounting about the app, which will use phone interactions to trace when people with COVID-19 come into contact with others. Former Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce and Nationals leader Lou O'Brien are refusing to sign up to the program, citing privacy fears. The soon-to-be-released app will be voluntary, but authorities say the more people download it, the more effective a tool it will be. Government Services Minister Stuart Robb says the app will allow life to return to normal.
It's only used for health and it's only used to protect you. This would reduce the time from days to minutes. So it's a massive productivity saving, and frankly, it's going to allow us to get back to life quicker. It'll allow us to resume the economic activity of the nation quicker.
Queensland has offered $200 million to rescue Virgin Australia, given its headquarters remain in Brisbane. It comes after New South Wales offered the airline financial help during the coronavirus crisis if it moved its base to Sydney. Virgin is carrying about $5 billion in debt, with its domestic and international business hit due to the impact of COVID-19. But the federal government has rejected its request for $1.4 billion to keep running. Labor is urging the federal government to support the airline. Labor's transport spokeswoman, Catherine King, says Virgin is not asking for a bailout, but the federal government needs to take urgent action.
We know the government has the capacity today to save this airline, to ensure that what we promised in the aviation white paper when we were last in government, that we would continue to have two strong airlines competing, to drive down the costs of airfare, to have competition on routes across the country.
The Australian Medical Association has put forward proposed steps to the federal government for the resumption of elective surgery. All Category 3 and most Category 2 surgeries were suspended from last month, and the issue will be discussed at a National Cabinet meeting tomorrow. AMA President Tony Bartone says doctors should be authorised to make decisions about what surgeries can proceed. The Deputy Chief Medical Officer says the the availability of personal protective equipment is not preventing elective surgery from resuming, but it is a factor involved. Dr. Nick Coatsworth says if National Cabinet does decide surgeries can go ahead, they would be safe and consumer-focused.
Whilst I'm not going to preempt National Cabinet's decision, this is something that we recognise, that there are Australians out there who are in pain, have disability, can't be in the workforce, need to take very potent pain medications that need their elective surgery done. Keeping in mind, of course, that there is still Category 1 and urgent Category 2 surgery taking place within Australia at the moment.
National Cabinet is meeting tomorrow, and you can stay up to date on all information about coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.